I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $72.42 per barrel to $71.84 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $66.52 per barrel to $66.21 per barrel. Alaska businesses are struggling to adjust to President Trump's constantly changing tariff policies and deadlines. The Trump administration paused most of its whopping reciprocal tariffs for 90 days in April with the goal of securing 90 trade deals during that time. But 2 days before they were supposed to go into effect, Trump signed an executive order to extend the deadline to August 1st, next Friday. Greg Wolf is president and CEO of the Alaska International Business Center. He says import tariffs are a tax paid by the importer, not the country shipping goods to the United States.
Foreign countries do not pay tariffs. They never have. Not a single country has ever paid a tariff to another country. America doesn't pay any tariffs to anybody. And neither do our trading partners pay a tariff to us. As we Americans, it's a tax on us for all the products that we import from around the world, which are substantial.
What are you hearing from Alaska businesses as they're trying to adjust to the ever-changing tariff news?
This is causing uncertainty and confusion, not only with small companies, medium-sized companies, but some of the largest corporations in the world. They don't know what will happen tomorrow. They're not even sure what will happen this afternoon. I just got a call from a small business owner in Alaska. She's importing a product from another country. And the tariff as it stands today is making her life very difficult. And she's not sure if she can continue if there's this added tariff in addition to what she's already paying, all of her other costs. And she's trying to look for what can be done to mitigate the damage of that. So we're going to meet here in the next few days to discuss that.
Is it harder for businesses to plan for the uncertainty and just like not know whether tariffs will happen? And if they do, how high they will be, rather than to just deal with high tariffs in the first place?
For better or for worse, if it was just an announcement that they could count on for the next year or two or longer, then they can make sort of thoughtful decisions about how to proceed. Are they going to pass along that extra cost to their consumer? Will the consumer stop buying from them because they have passed it along? If they eat the cost of the tariff, then are they profitable? Can they stay in business or do they have to fire their employees? There's a lot of trickle down that's perhaps a lot of people hadn't really taken into account. It's a complicated issue. Usually this is, like I say, done over time. It's done thoughtfully and targeted. We're in uncharted territory right now.
If everything's uncertain, what are you watching for leading up to August 1st in terms of what might change or what actually might go into effect?
Well, I have a different perspective than the American consumer. I am an American consumer, so of course it does affect me. But my companies that I represent 120 companies in Alaska. Almost all of them are exporters. So some might be impacted by an import tariff when they import, say, some inputs to what they're making here. What I'm worried about and what my companies are worried about is the retaliatory tariffs on the other side, because that affects their sales. I work with a number of seafood companies. We're actively involved, like, for example, in the China market right now. If Alaska Seafood is facing a retaliatory tariff by the Chinese, say 27%, which I think in some categories it is, and Canada or Russia doesn't have that, and that makes it difficult to make sales when you're already 27% higher walking into the room. There's another interesting aspect, and a lot of people haven't thought about it. Alaska does have a weakness in our economic system. And that is that we don't do any final production here. It's called primary processing. We freeze it. We put it in a 40-foot container. and then we often send it to China. So let's say it's conceivable. It's not necessarily going to happen, but it could happen, is that we ship a product to China or to other countries. They put a tariff on that product. Then that product is shipped back even to the United States, even to Alaska. And there's another tariff. We're tariffing their product. It doesn't always work that way, but it can work that way. So that would be our products have the risk of being tariffed twice. Once on the other side and once on our side.
Greg Wolf is president and CEO of the Alaska International Business Center in Anchorage. I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.